what I'd be proposing and thinking along the line, we have environmental schemes, a lot of environmental schemes out there at the minute. We have a scheme at the minute, Acres, and there's different things, actions that can be done in that under NPIs, what they call non-productive investments. What I'd be suggesting is that they can get these hedgerows, that they could put them in and say that they're going to maintain these hedgerows. Now, I would suggest that this could be done over a 15-year period to get the better value out of it, because what I see, and I have been involved in environmental schemes since the early 90s, that you do something for the first 5 years and they could come back with another scheme and you could be doing the complete opposite. And a lot of farmers out there will know exactly what I'm talking about. One time you could be told to go in and plant and, you know, put in a bit of a hedgerow or do something. The next thing you could be told to cut it out, to get rid of it. So, you're going from 1 5-year to another. So getting these hedgerows is what I'd be in saying. The hedgerows, get them in place, get them cut to about maybe a metre and a half high. You know, do a good job and a maintenance programme in place for them then. And so much a metre to do that. Now, the trees, these big trees, no matter what they are, but especially in the ash dieback situation, this was a disease that was imported over the years when they were importing other trees to bring them in for planting in different schemes, environmental schemes as well. These hedges, there's an onus on the government and these trees to provide funding to cut these trees. It's a huge task to go out and do that, especially along the roads.
And is there some areas of the country, Kevin, more severely impacted by ash dieback than others? For instance, when you think of Leitrim and you think of the amount of ground that's planted in Leitrim, if you were to go pro rata to other counties, it's fairly significant. So the type of scheme that you would be calling for here, if there was a pilot programme like that introduced, for instance, Leitrim, Sligo, Donegal, would these areas perhaps be the most suitable to try it out on?
Certainly, and I remember back years ago in a debate in Dublin that it was suggested to me, do you want a special environmental scheme for Leitrim? When I sat back and thought, I said, maybe yes. We have a high percentage there. You talked about the high percentage of forestry and give or take 20% of forestry. And look, nobody wants any more planting in it. But I always held, and you know from interviews that I have done over the years, a balanced approach to this. Mm-hmm. And if someone is selling their land, they're entitled to a fair price for their land. For me to go into a banking or a financial institution, you have to be able to prove that you can take the money. So if this scheme was involved in there for 15 years, we'll say, I could do up a business plan and walk into any financial institution and say, well, I'm getting X amount for doing this work on my farm, and the farm that I'm going to buy, I could also get that. Along with my normal farming practices, yeah, I can get this as an add-on.